Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning, January the 21st, 2026. 15 and a half minutes past the hour, and it's another cold one out there this morning, but a little warmer than it has been, so we are all happy for that. Well, it's going to be an interesting morning here this morning on WGH Talk. Hopefully more interesting conversation and interesting talk for you, the listening audience. I do want to let everybody know, because you get new listeners all the time, that you can listen to WGH Talk anytime on the website, wwgh1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and searching WGH Talk. You can listen anywhere in the world. It's kind of nice that way. And Adam does a tremendous job of keeping the website updated. Earlier in the week, 3rd Ward City Councilman Jason Schauber announced he was running for County Commissioner here in Marion, and we were all happy to hear that announcement on this program, and we'll see where that all goes. And later in the program today, I might have some more information in regard to the upcoming County Commissioner races, as interesting things are certainly starting to happen all over the place. So that's the way it goes as we are here in this year. We're going to step out here for a quick break and come back momentarily with more here on the program. Don't you dare go anywhere. Maybe. 1 second.
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison, then the first thing you should do is call 1-800-222-1222. Poison can be anything you're not supposed to take. Antifreeze, pesticide, the wrong drug by mistake. If you breathed a nasty chemical, been bitten by a snake, call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here for you night or day.
For a poison or drug emergency at home or at work, just call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here 24/7 with the expert help you need. Free and confidential. Even if you think it's a false alarm, call
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday morning, middle of the week, January 21st, 2026, 19 minutes past the hour. Hey, 22 degrees. In cloudy skies in the Marion area, 22 degrees is not bad considering the temperatures that we have had this past week. We have had some very chilly temperatures. What was it yesterday morning at this time? Something like 4 degrees here in Marion, 3 degrees when we did this show yesterday. And for all of you who are interested in the temperature in the studio, which we do like to report on from time to time, it is a nice and warm 73 degrees here in the studio today. So 73 degrees here in the studio in Marion, Ohio, which really isn't bad. You know, some of the studios we've been in the past, as I've said, have had heating and cooling issues, and that was never fun. You went through it, but it was never fun. Certainly not a heating issue in this particular studio. A few weeks ago, I was telling everybody about the major heat that we had in this studio. But it was only one day, and we all survived, and we all go down the road. Last night was a night of city council committee meetings, and I'm going to talk about that as the morning goes along this morning. I think that'll be an interesting conversation to be had, for sure. People are interested in what's going on. I'm getting some emails here, so I'm trying to go through these as we go along the way this morning. You know, live program, that's what happens with live. You gotta check your emails and make sure everything is ready to go. And I think we're getting there this morning, at least. You know, one thing about being in this business is it's never boring and it's never a dull moment. And there's always something to talk about. That's what's so interesting. There's always something to talk about. You wake up curious every morning to come here to the studio to see what is next. What are you going to talk about this morning? What's going to be on the agenda? So it's kind of fun to wake up and be in this business. And I think anybody who's ever been in the journalistic business would echo the same thing. You know, some mornings are better than others. Some mornings better news than others, but you always wake up curious to see what has happened overnight as you come into the studio. So that's the way it goes. And like I was saying earlier, it's great that we can be reached all over the world. As we got emails earlier in the week, we were being listened to in Naples, Florida. That couldn't happen. When you just have a radio signal. I know a lot of people listen in the Columbus area. I know people listen in Idaho, Washington State, Baltimore. You know, you get emails from everywhere. And that's a very nice thing, that people are paying attention to you and listening to what you have to say in different areas. Because I do believe a good majority of the subjects that we do cover are relevant to other areas of the country. Sometimes it's very localized news, but sometimes it is things that have interest to people in other areas. Now, let me see if there's anything interesting coming up later on this week. You know, there's a story that I want to get into probably next hour that has to do with something I saw yesterday, and also something that happened yesterday that I think has to do with the county commissioner race here locally. And those will be interesting topics to get into, because I think it says something about where we are as a country and where we are headed. So I do hope that next hour we'll be able to broach these topics about the county commissioner race, as well as an interesting thing that I saw yesterday. Maybe a little story time next hour, true story time next hour. Also, I would like to say, I think we're going to have some interesting guests as the week goes along this week. I know there are some people who are on the docket. We'll see how that all turns out. And we'll go from there. But here we are today, together, doing another show. And that is always an enjoyable thing, to get together and do these programs. Never any lack of news. You know, when I come in the morning, you know, I flip through the local paper, the Marion Star, online. I go through, I read the headlines, I see what's going on, what's the skinny. going on here locally. I look at the Columbus Dispatch, try to see what's going on in the state. I look at the USA Today, see what's making news nationally. And from all of that, we try to craft a show in a very short amount of time and hopefully find topics that are interesting to you, the listening audience. And I hope we do that more mornings than we don't do that. So that's a little behind the scenes on what we do here in the morning as we are putting together a show that hopefully people will want to listen to and hear. And that's the point. Now, let's see. Well, hold on a second. I think we have something coming up here. Actually, we're going to take this call off the air. Let me take this call, and we will come back momentarily. Don't go anywhere.
Caller message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action. Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
All right, and we're back here. I think we've got everything under control now that needs to be under control. So the phone lines are open now for you, the listening audience. I think we were having a little bit of trouble with that this morning, but they are now open, 740-383-9944. We can talk a little bit about City Council last night. I did attend the City Council committee meetings. And basically, last night, the auditor did not attend the meetings, so she was not there. And again, I wasn't really sure, and I did not hear what happened with the auditor, but we'll, hopefully we'll find out as we go along. Go ahead, caller.
I have a burning learning or listener question this morning.
Oh, go ahead.
Spears.
Yes.
How do you read all of these newspapers when you're too cheap to buy a subscription?
Well, I read the USA Today you can get into, which is
okay.
Good. And the Columbus Dispatch, more or less, you can get into. I don't remember them blocking any articles.
They have a lot of paywalls if you don't. I do the Terry thing. I have a subscription to the Dispatch and just get
really?
The little local newspapers for free.
Well, what usually the articles that I'm reading in the Dispatch, which are state articles, a lot of times they are just pulled from the AP, so you can just go to the AP and read them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I read the state stuff, but I think the juicy stuff that people want to read, like they just postponed the murder trial for that police officer down there. I mean, it was just getting ready to, he was being retried this morning, and they postponed it this morning.
Oh,
so
really?
That's on the front page of Marion Star. That trickled down from Columbus. But of course, it's behind our paywall.
The Marion Star is the most difficult because everything's behind a paywall, so it's kind of difficult to read that one. So that one, but you know, you live that one, so you can kind of pick up from the headlines what's going on.
Yeah, you can, but then, as we talked about locally here, until you actually read the story, you don't really know what's happening. You just see the big hit piece headline on the Auditor.
Well, that's true, and last night, you know, I will say that she did not show up last night, which was probably not good for her. And but again, I'm not sure where she is. Nobody has ever really...
I want to interject one thing. I'm going to let a small secret out. I reached out to Miranda McGinnis simply because I was legitimately concerned about her. I did that over a week ago. I sent her an email, and in the subject line, I put, please read. And I told her, this is nothing other than one human being checking on another to make sure that you're okay. And I gave her my phone number, and she texted me.
Oh, good.
And I texted her yesterday morning just because, as I told you, I was legitimately concerned about her. And we all should be legitimately concerned about the way we're treating this woman. Now, I'm not speculating or disclosing any of her information or anything, but it's taking its toll on her. So if we could all just turn down the heat a little bit. She does have four children, a family, and she's under immense pressure. Literally, the weight of an entire city is on her shoulders. So let's all just back up for a second. Thanks.
Well, and that's kind of what I was talking about yesterday, is I think when people speak the way they've been speaking of people lately, and when people are incorporating
They're
false...
They're talking about sending her to prison on fake page. Lila Lang said, well, that would be up to the state of Ohio to decide. I mean, seriously, leave her alone.
Well, that's what I'm...
Leave her alone, or I am wishing whatever you're doing to her sevenfold on you and your family. How's that? Because you are destroying her. So stop.
Well, you know, and that's the thing that I don't understand, which we talked about yesterday. I don't understand why people are doing that. You know, you can have a critique on how somebody does their job. We talk about that on this show all the time. There's no problem with that. But when you start making it up and when you are constant with it, that's when it gets, you know, dangerous. And I just think of bullying that goes on in schools and the horrible things that we see. Suicides, people attacking people. I mean, it's horrible.
It is. It is. And, you know, above all, and I don't know her entire situation. I just know that she's willing to talk to me about her feelings, so that must tell you something. So I'm not going to over-disclose, but I know she's obviously in a state where she's willing to speak with Negative Nelly, because Negative Nelly cared enough to reach out to her as a human being. And, she has children that need their mother. They need the best version of their mother that they can get. And what we are doing to her as a city is not, we are stealing the best version of that those children's mother from them. So we need to stop. We need to think about them. We need to think about, and I don't know. I don't know what physically, you know, how, I don't know if she's sitting around and crying or not. I'm just speaking from my own experience. I've sat around and cried. There's been days I couldn't get out of bed. And we need to not, as a city, force those feelings on her. Mine were for totally different reasons. It wasn't because an entire city was trying to throw me in prison and get me fired from my job and everything else. But I know that at that point in time, I wasn't the best version of myself or my family. So as we're all sitting around pointing fingers and wanting to throw her in prison and gossip and everything else, let's remember that those children need the best version of their mother, and we aren't contributing to it.
Well, you know, and I don't know if she's listening this morning or if she does listen, but...
If you are, Miranda, honey, I love you.
Yeah. Well, what I would like to say is, what I find awful interesting is, at some point, you just have to realize, you know, I went to city council last night to the committee meetings, and it's interesting because the little story that, you know, I had done on me, it's interesting when you're actually around people who have seen it, which some of those people have, that what they come up and say to you is basically, you know, what a joke, why do people act like that, I've had things like that happen to me. I mean, mostly, nobody comes up to you and attacks you.
No. As I discussed before, and you've been through it too. I mean, how many internet smear campaigns have you been through?
Oh, they love to do it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been through some, as far as major ones, probably four or five. And when I say major, they went on for weeks and there were thousands of comments. My life is exactly the same. And typically, as you said, it's the one escalated in 23. But as you said, it's normally people coming up with words of support, like, oh, that's insane. I wish they'd just stop.
Well,
or who do these people think they are? Or, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, and it's interesting because
it's not effective.
Well, I've heard people, and I don't... See, I think the most vocal people are on social media. The most vocal people on social media usually are the people who are all in on that candidate or that group that's putting out the information. And I don't think they realize there are people who read, who don't comment, who walk up and say, you know, I always liked that candidate, but now I don't. I don't understand why somebody would do something like that. I supported her, but now when I walk in the voting booth, I won't. You know, it does, you know, the damage does not go just one way. And I'm sure much like with the auditor, there are people who are probably very vocal, as you said, against her. But there are also a lot of people who are reading these articles and just not making comments and thinking, why is city council acting like that? Why is the administration acting like that? You know, it doesn't help them.
No, it does not help them. It does not. But when their words and actions feed the online trolls, that doesn't help anyone.
No, and it's you know, it's what it is.
And when you have our elected representatives going on these shows and feeding the trolls, because, like I said, Phyla Lang was right in the thick of the conversation about, well, will she go to prison? Well, that would be up to the state to decide. Lady, you better watch, because she might know all your dirty secrets, and you might end up next to her. And said, and this is also the woman that should have been investigated twice by Ray Grogan for felonies, but somehow those investigations conveniently got overlooked. So she's really one to go around pointing fingers. And I know people know I don't like Phyla. But the way she last night, I watched it, and I even sent you a message. This is awful. The way that she took the opportunity, even though the auditor wasn't there, through audience questions, she took the opportunity to start shredding the auditor again. And I think Dr. Phil used to say, when people were on his show and they would act a fool, he would say, I want you to go back home and watch this a couple times. He said, usually when people watch these things, they realize, oh, my God, I look like an idiot. Or, you know, I behaved totally inappropriately. He said, so when you get home, watch this a couple times. And I think Twyla needs to sit down and watch herself on these videos and how she comes across. And really, if after she watches it and digests it, if she's fine with how she behaves, okay, that's who she is as a person. But if she doesn't take a step back and reflect, like, oh, my gosh, I come across as an absolute banshee. I have people I've never even met before send me messages about how insane she acts during these meetings. And she is the leader of our finance chairperson. So she really should reflect about how she acts, because they cannot ever say that we as public, the members of the public, are intimidating a public official when she gets up there and screams and hollers and all but name calls another elected official. Now, if that isn't intimidation, I'll come to your office every day. That's not harassment. So they cannot ever point their fingers at us that we intimidate or harass them just by asking them questions they don't want to answer. So she might want to watch it with that, because that's going to become a court defense. Well, it's not going to become. It's already part of a court case.
Well, I will say,
they intimidate you when you act like that.
Well, I will say about last night's committee meetings, I didn't think a whole lot came of them, to be honest. And as I said, the auditor wasn't there.
The building fund, the new building thing, getting $10,000 that isn't really $10,000,
well,
you didn't think that was a big deal?
I thought it was interesting because Chelsea kept saying that this is not money we're going to use. This isn't real money. It's a pass-through.
It's not cash. They said it a couple times. It's not cash.
Yeah.
So for the people that didn't watch, our new building code department that wasn't going to cost us anything suddenly needs $10,000. They originally considered 20, but they thought, no, that's too much. We'll just ask for 10. And when Sean Barr asked, do you think this is a good idea to be passing extra money, you know, with the budget situation, long story short, and they're like, well, it's not cash. It's not cash. Well, what are you asking for $10,000 for then? I mean, dollars would imply to me that it's cash. I've never heard dollars called anything other than cash or money. Well, moolah is an arrow. But in accounting world, it's money. So when you're asking for an appropriation for $10,000, you're asking for money.
Well, and that was kind of the confusing part of it, because the pitch seemed to be, we probably are not going to have to use this, most likely we're not going to have to use this, it's a pass-through, so on and so forth, but then we need it. So
were they asking for, like, a line of credit?
Well, that's, I'm not exactly sure, because this was added to the agenda. It wasn't even on the regular agenda.
You don't have lines of credit, though. You either have to spend money. You know what I mean? Like, the city doesn't float. It sounds like to me like we're floating building code guy money to get started up here.
Well, it's interesting.
Pay us back.
Well, it's interesting because all of the people on the finance committee voted for it to send it on to committee or council.
And they looked at it for what, 3 minutes? Less than 3 minutes?
One long.
They got it put down in front of them last night, and they rubber stamped it. And what do you think the state of Ohio is going to think of that?
Well, I just think it's a very odd thing to do, and I don't know. See, I wonder why that stuff is not questioned. You know, the Finance Committee, I've said it's become a show, but honestly, last night, they were kind of subdued, to be honest
that
with you.
That department was created for their downtown buddies. That's why they're not going to question it. The downtown people were the ones that were pushing that. The downtown people were the ones that got it. And now they've got a $10,000 line of credit, I guess. We don't even know how it works, and apparently council doesn't either, because they only considered it for 3 minutes before voting yes. I don't get that. I don't get how they're still spending money. But with the situation with the auditor and stuff, that report is due the 23rd. That's Friday. There's no chance it's done. There's absolutely zero chance that plan is done. So I give us 30, 60 days max before fiscal watch or emergency.
Well, it's just sad because you do get the impression when you're down there that people do want to fix what's going on, but it doesn't seem as if they really have a clue. Well, you know what was interesting last night was, you know, all of these people who are upset with their paychecks showed up, a couple weeks ago, and, you know, really filled the room.
Yes.
Yeah, but, I mean, last night, we had one question about the paycheck, and it was from the transit department. So
they had gotten overpaid, it sounds like.
They had gotten overpaid. So if your paychecks are still messed up, why weren't you there last night? Because I would think that would be a consistent thing you would want to do.
Okay, I'm just going to speculate here. I read something on another Facebook page that I consider slightly more reputable, but a lot of it is gossip. Some of it you can weed through and find out what's the truth, like if you really check, you know what I mean? Like, I don't just take somebody's word for it because they typed out a post. I'm going to verify this myself, and then I'll believe what you're saying. This happened. Some people showed up to McGinnis's office. I'm not exactly sure who, but they went up there and they were going to help do data entry, darn it. If the problem was data entry, then they were there to do data entry. And apparently, Miranda was there and left. And so none of them got to do data entry. And they were presenting themselves as the solution that Miranda didn't want to take. And I said, can we just be real about this for a second? I said, that was nothing more than a protest. And I get it. I would protest, too. These people have been done. Their paychecks have been done horribly wrong. But you can't leave whatever job it is that you do every single day that the taxpayers are actually paying you to do and go up to the auditor's office and do data entry. You don't have a password. You don't have a username. You don't have training. There probably aren't enough computers for all of you. So you can't just organize and take it upon yourselves and go up there and then claim that it was anything other than a protest. So, you know, you got that kind of stuff going on, too.
Well,
and my thought about everybody showing up at council, and then you said last night, now that you just said no one was there last night, I noticed the seats were empty. I think it was organized, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But if you notice, a lot of those people were in uniform with their radios on. When they would get calls, they would need to leave. So those are, like, on-duty people that can't, which I don't care. But deal with that how it gets dealt with or don't, whatever. Because, like, on-duty people come up to City Hall when we know she's going to be there for sure.
Well, and there was a conversation last night because it sounded like somebody had listened to the program last week with Jason Schauber and got up and asked some questions in regard to that about the payroll clerk and Chelsea.
They were lied to. That they were lied to. Lied to their faces. Because that was another part of that page. And basically, it's somebody feeding this person half-truths. And I said, you might want to tell whoever your quote-unquote source is that they're wrong. Because the guy that's there, his name is Josh. Josh was hired as an administrative assistant. And anybody that listens to these council meetings has heard even Colin say that, that Josh was hired as an administrative assistant. People listen to this. Miranda was in the process of hiring a payroll clerk. Collins told her, don't bother, we're going to ADP. Miranda told this story in council, and Collins didn't get up and call her a liar, which we all know he likes to do. So Miranda does not have a payroll clerk. She has an administrative assistant that does some payroll.
Well, and I never really...
Her primary job is not payroll, so people need to clear that lie up right now.
Well, and I never really got the... I never really got the Troiano said something like
she was there during implementation.
Yeah, she was there during implementation, and she tried, and so. But I thought the question was, have you gone down the hallway to help since this whole matter happened? And I never heard the answer to that question.
Yeah, she didn't say yes. I was there when it was being implemented. Yes, and then you were poached from that office. I mean, the whole story never gets told. Yes, you were. You were poached from that office. And then all the training that you had, you took with you. And that was, Casey Courtright left in August. So 6 months. Because February, we got ADP. So it probably started in March. She had 5 months worth of training and left that office 2 months before it was set to go live. So the person with the absolute most training left the office and left the auditor to have to catch up. No, the auditor should not be doing payroll. She should be able to trust that to somebody else. But since she can't, what is she supposed to do?
Well, and I think that's what this all comes down to. I will say, I did feel, as I have said before, that I think those finance committee meetings turn into a show. I don't necessarily know that it was a show last night. Now, that could be because the auditor wasn't there.
Right.
But yeah, it did not seem that bad, and I actually don't believe...
Thomas was yelling last night. Who the hell does he think he is? Sir, you are the clerk. You need to sit there and just clerk. You don't get the chance to yell at people.
Yeah, Pollock, that he did seem to inject his opinion last night. I've never really seen that from a clerk, but...
I've heard the clerk give information.
Yeah.
Like, it was, you know, such and such, and this is what happened because they remember the details. But I've never heard them raise their voice and yell at someone.
No, and I keep wondering why the meeting minutes are always needing to be corrected.
Because they're using AI. He's using AI.
Yeah, but shouldn't somebody say, stop doing that? It's obviously not working.
Well, I can tell you one thing that one of their major complaints with Serena Rose was is that the minutes wouldn't get completed as fast. Well, it's what they used to like to try to use against her. That the minutes didn't get completed as fast as they liked, but Serena Rose's minutes were like reading a book of what happened that night. I mean, you knew exactly what the intent was just by her writing. And when you read Pollock's stuff, when he was doing them originally, the spellings, dates were wrong, people's names were wrong, and this was him doing it on his own, doing what Serena had done in the past. And so I think their solution to him not being able to do the minutes very well was AI. And now I'm not saying this to be crappy to Pollock because he's got a lot of work to do too. You have to, I mean, AI is easy to use, but if you want quality stuff out of it, you have to be able to use AI well. You have to be able to give it the right commands, and you can't just let it listen to the recording and take down what it hears because it's not going to be right. You're at least going to have to go through and proofread what happened.
Well, it's just sad to me that here people are being overpaid, people are not getting the correct checks, so on and so forth. The city obviously has its financial problems. In contact with the auditor of the state, need a plan there. All these things are happening. And the solution continues to be point a finger, place blame, And
I told her to find another job and quit so they could stop blaming her.
Well,
she doesn't want to quit because she doesn't want to be seen as a quitter. She doesn't want that hanging over her head. She doesn't want, I told her, just go find peace and a paycheck elsewhere. This absolutely has nothing to do with quitting right now. This is about not losing your mind.
Well, but I don't know why this can't be fixed with all the people who seemingly, during these meetings, want to fix them.
Fix everything, but she doesn't. Everything is her fault. We are the saviors of Marion. And she does not want to do any. She's been in office longer than they have. So, you know, who's not working with whom here? Because,
I don't know.
Searcher didn't have any faith in her as an auditor, but he didn't say, she won't answer questions, she won't do this, she won't, you know, I mean, that didn't go on during his administration.
Well, and I think that's what we've lost here in Marion, certainly in government, is civility, which has kind of been the ongoing conversation this week, is anything that comes to politics, for some reason, cannot be civil anymore. And I'm not really sure why that is.
I don't know either.
Well, I don't know what is the era that we're in where this all has to be so nasty and so...
And you're not even allowed to like people that disagree with you politically.
I don't know.
Everybody's a dirty liberal, or everybody's a MAGA, or, you know, I mean, you can't, they can't even be friends with people that think differently than them.
No, it's hard to watch because you feel as if things are falling apart simply because people cannot get together, that there is so much animosity build up between certain people that they cannot work together. And I don't know what's going on with Miranda, but, you know, if you say that things are not good her way, well, somebody should really take that into account, because...
So they're creating a hostile work environment for her, and if I was her, I'd get an attorney and sue the shit out of Marion.
Well,
I'd sell them. I'd be like, okay. I'd be like, you want to make me, every time I think about this place, I want to throw up? All right, I'm going to make sure that an attorney knows that.
Well, I just would find it very hard, if I was the auditor at this point, to show up knowing what people say about you when you're not there, and knowing what people say in open meetings, and knowing what people say to media outlets about you. I mean, how do you show up and work with people like that?
I don't. I would do all my work from home, because I would be prone to, and I'm not a violent person, but I would probably be prone to going in and knocking some papers off desks and cussing some people and being like, you got something to say? Why don't we talk about it right now? And maybe visiting their office every single day like they threatened to do to me, or calling them every single day. Now, they got a pushover in her. She's just kind and sweet. I don't mean that disrespectfully. And they need somebody that knows how to handle them, is what they need, and I believe that somebody is going to be the state of Ohio.
Well, you know, they're headed wherever they're headed, but I just think, had they been a little kinder and a little more understanding, again, you don't have to think she's the greatest auditor in the world, and you don't have to think she does her job well. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but the hostility and the... It just seems, I'm always sitting there and I'm always trying to figure out, are you trying to get the blame off of you because you think people are going to blame you?
Absolutely what it is. They're reacting like cornered animals do. And that tells me, Stauber said it Friday and I put a lot of thought into it, they are reacting to something that we don't know about right now. Or, I know the night that Twyla said that the state would come in and we would be operating at 85% of our 2025 budget, there was real fear in her voice when she heard that. They will be useless. Council will be useless at that point. They'll be doing stop signs and liquor permits.
Well, you know, it'll be what it'll be, and I'm
the
not even...
Child. Got to get that in, because I know you're going to break it.
Yes, yeah, the Ratliff trial. What happened
That's
there?
That's where I'm supposed to be this morning. Jury selection took all day yesterday and filled in to this morning, and there's a possibility to opening arguments are after lunch today.
So how did the jury selection go?
from my understanding, there's a jury seated, I think, but they might be doing alternates, or the judge is giving directives. Well, I haven't been asking a bunch of questions just because so much has been going on, and I was expecting to be there at 8 a.m. this morning, and I'm obviously not. So I know what I know, and a little bit is I know that there's a chance opening arguments happen after lunch today.
Well, that's very interesting, because I was interested in the jury selection, because, again, I don't know how anybody locally doesn't know about this at this point.
My husband works with a guy that was called yesterday. Well, he was called as a potential juror, and he was dismissed. But he said that during jury selection yesterday, there was some hour and a half phone call or phone conference or something that they were all just kind of left there. So I don't know what any of that's about. That's just what my husband told me this morning.
Well, it's fascinating, because now apparently that this trial will get underway, it's going to get underway with a jury that I assume knows what's going on. Now, maybe I'm wrong that people don't know what's going on with this, but I would have to imagine after nearly 2 years that they do. So I think that also says something about this case, that people will be so informed about it.
I don't know if we've really been informed up to this point, though. I mean, it's just been talked about. Nobody's really, you know, I mean, there's not been a lot of facts other than, well, no facts, just other than Ray's flashy video. I don't really know how much.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I just are aware of
they're
the case.
Aware, yeah. They know, yeah, they're definitely aware.
And kind of aware how things have trickled down over the last year with
yes.
court filings.
Oh, and I'm sure that'll be brought up as part of the defense, I'm sure. Like 5 trips to the grand jury before we finally got here today.
So. Well, and again, I wonder how this will all play out as time goes along, because people are interested in that. You know, that's almost, you know, like an ID channel thing for people.
Scheduled for 10 days. I know that. I don't believe it'll go that long. I don't think anyone believes it'll go that long, but that's just how courts do. They schedule longer than what they expect, so they allow enough time.
They scheduled for how long?
10 days.
Oh, 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
So probably a fairly quick trial.
I'm thinking 3, maybe, you know, if it starts this week, I don't, honestly, maybe Monday, but I don't know. That would be mine. Wouldn't you think as even a prosecutor or a defense attorney that splitting up a jury over a weekend, telling the story, you know what I mean, instead of telling it 3 days straight, that you give them a weekend to ruminate? I don't know. I don't know how that would work.
Well,
obviously, I'm not the attorney or the strategy, but I was thinking, man. The 2-day pause, wouldn't you just kind of want to get the whole story in them at once?
Well, that's what I think it's, you know, when the day comes, I guess when the verdict comes down, that'll be one of those moments where people are very interested and very...
is in the pudding.
Well, yeah, because I just think at that point, somebody, unfortunately, it's coming down to somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose.
Yeah, we're coming down to winners and losers. Very quickly. There's no longer pushing that out. Somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose, and we're going to know who it is soon.
Well, and as I said yesterday, we got 2 minutes here before the break. I don't know who the winners are in this.
Nobody.
No. But, I mean, you do have the chance of people going to jail here. You do have the chance of a prosecutor's career being ruined. So, I mean, there are winners and losers there, but I don't think overall...
in the scheme of life, no one won this.
No.
Even when Ayers wins, no one won.
Right. I just think that it will all boil down to a very sad...
community. We will have lost either way, too, because either we have an inept prosecutor or we have a former councilman who committed an atrocity.
Well, I can't imagine.
We rely on the situation, but as a community, this hasn't been good for us either.
Well, I just can't imagine the pressure these people must be under. First, you know, Ayers and Heidi having to go on trial like this, that's mm-hmm. no fun. And then you've got Ray, who knows his career is hanging in the balance here because of the high-profile nature that this case has gotten. You know, it's got to be...
a case that's pending.
Right,
you know,
but I mean, it's just, it's got to be hugely stressful. So, you know, I don't know. We got a whole nother hour here this morning. If something hits you, call in. But, you know, I think it's fascinating, and we'll see how it goes along because we've got a break coming up here.
Take care, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, I appreciate the conversation, and the conversation will continue as it always does, and we certainly appreciate that. We're going to break here in 15 seconds. It is a nice and warm and friendly 74 degrees here in the studio. All kinds of things going on in Marion, and we'll be back right after this.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you...